You're listening to episode number 481 of the 360 Vegas podcast. Check out the blog at 360vegaspodcast.com or send us an email at 360vegaspodcast@gmail.com. Get early and sometimes exclusive access to all things 360 Vegas, including 33 episodes of Vintage Vegas, 46 anti-ups, 83 Vegas cocktails, and lots more with a $7 per month subscription to Patreon. That's patreon.com/360vegas.
Hello, hello.
Or join the conversation on Discord. With dedicated chats covering all things 360 Vegas. It's free to join, and you can an invite to our server can be found on 360vegaspodcast.com.
Day after tomorrow, gentlemen, we'll be in Las Vegas.
Welcome to Vegas.
Las Vegas functions on a 24-hour-a-day schedule.
The pools, the casino.
Big volcano out in front.
That's the Eiffel Tower.
Bellagio. Riviera.
The Mirage.
Flamingo. Sahara.
The MGM Grand.
This isn't the real Caesar's Palace, is it?
Want to gamble?
They always put the machines that pay off the most right in the front.
Good luck.
The Strip is just the most amazing stretch of road, I think, probably anywhere in the world.
Kicking ass in Vegas.
Vegas, baby.
Vegas, baby.
Welcome to Las Vegas. So slacker. So slacker.
That's... I don't want to read all the words.
Tony, it's warming up in Vegas and we are loving it.
So I saw your weather as of late. It looks like you guys actually did you guys get any rain? Are you slated to get rain?
We got a little bit of rain, but I mean, this is what I call tolerable weather.
I don't know. It was chilly out there today when the winds kicked up.
Well, that's what I mean. If you throw a hoodie on, it's tolerable. Below a hoodie is not tolerable. No, you don't agree?
No, sorry. This view is bugging me because I can see the PowerPoint. And I can't figure out how to get the three of us tiled.
You can't
tiled.
Do it. You can't.
I've already tested it. You can't.
No. Then I don't know what's going on because it's not going to work as far as my testing goes. But this is testing, so test it.
I am. That's what I'm trying to do. So good. If I seem distracted or I cover up the fucking
camera. That's not acceptable.
Well, the tough shit. You have to deal with it.
We're testing out some ideas for episode 500, folks. So for those of you that aren't aware of it, we're doing some things in the background that you can't see. So that's real good for you, podcasters or podcast listeners.
You're not getting to see this nightmare. Hearing when you record, you record off from your iPad, aren't you?
The video is off Mark's iPad. When I'm reading, I'm on my iPad. So I'm reading the script on my iPad. You guys see me on Mark's iPad.
Got it. So I wonder if that's the difference, Karen, is I'm on a Windows computer and Mark's on a Mac.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I think that might be, you know, there's just more screen, what's the way to phrase it? More screen options.
It's designed probably more for...
Right, this is probably more for a mobile.
Well, and the
situation.
Weird thing is I don't see me at all. So I see Mark when you talk, I see Tony when you talk, but when I talk, I don't see me. Which...
Narcissist much?
Yeah. Right. You know, I was actually kind of disappointed that because I know I mentioned I was on the casino draft with the Crap Vegas guys, and they also put it out on YouTube. They recorded it video wise, but it's behind their Patreon, and which we don't subscribe, and not because we don't like them, but I don't subscribe to any podcast. And I could listen to the
you
audio.
You just described our biggest problem whatsoever is people are like, well, I don't subscribe to any podcast. But like going, okay, but make the effort ours.
And it's not that there aren't, I don't listen to podcasts.
I know.
So it's not that, I know, right? It just, if I knew I would listen to it on a regular basis, I would absolutely love to support the guys and what they're doing. But I know that's not going to happen, so.
Right. I am a happy contributor to our Patreon account, and so I watch my own videos when they come through. And sometimes I do, and sometimes I don't take notes off from just how bad some of my movements and actions are.
Okay, so you say that you subscribe and then make it sound like I have to pay for my own podcast, but I think you need to put the fact in there that Mark refunds your Patreon cost.
Yeah, Mark doesn't do that anymore.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Negative ghostwriter.
Do you have any idea what a giant pain in the ass that is?
Well, can you take it off the calendar then? Because it pops up the first of every month. It's kind of annoying.
I'm pretty sure I removed it from the calendar months ago.
Yeah, no, it's still popping up.
No, I don't think so.
I'll take a screenshot next
you
time.
You take
it does.
A screenshot and do that because I'm pretty sure it's not doing it anymore. You know something that I want to challenge listeners to do? So I came up with an idea to I was like, you know what we should do? We should do like a Vegas Jeopardy. Like, all about Vegas history. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, you know what, Mark? The person who is best equipped to come up with that whole trivia concept is you. And then at the same time, you would be the primary participant of being able to answer those questions. And I'm like, so that doesn't really work. So I'm going to go ahead and challenge our listeners to Vegas history specific. Listener trivia, or if you want to, oh my God, this would be amazing if we had a listener that was like, I'm going to create a whole Jeopardy board for you. Like, that would be absolutely amazing. I would love, and I'm not saying that I can't be stumped. I'm just saying it would be super fun to have people submit questions and see if I can't answer them.
Great. Stump the chump.
Right.
Got it.
I think it'd be a fun idea.
I think we should start the show. He's Mark, she's Karen, I'm Tony, and as always, we start with Random Vegas.
Sammy Davis Jr. was supposed to be in 3 major movies about Vegas. We all know that he was in the original Ocean's 11, but did you know that he was supposed to be cast as Elvis' sidekick in the movie Viva Las Vegas? But producers thought that much star power would distract from the story, so he didn't get the part. The third was Diamonds Are Forever, a movie he actually played himself in, but got cut. It can now be seen as a part of the movie's deleted scenes.
Kind of sad that he got cut.
Agreed. Especially, it was fun because he plays himself, and he plays himself arguing about his contract with Howard. Well, the Willard
Howard
White
Hughes guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. I will be the first to concede I am not much of a Bond movie fan. I don't dislike the movies. I just never really got into them. Is there? I guess where I'm going with it, this is. The world of Bond is so make-believe to me that I wonder to what degree it would throw off the story to have a real-life celebrity playing themselves. But then I would have to ask you and the listeners, do celebrities play themselves in other Bond movies?
Not in other Bond movies. No. I was going to say in other movies, Oscar Goodman played himself in Casino.
No. Stick with the theme here. We're talking about
Bond.
Him
no,
been
no. People
in,
don't typically. Yeah, now, some people like. Although Wayne Newton wasn't in a Bond film, at least I don't think he was. But some people like Wayne Newton, you know, will play themselves in movies like Bond movies. But no.
What?
Yeah.
Wayne Newton. You just said Wayne Newton was never in a Bond movie, but people like Wayne Newton would play themselves in a Bond movie.
Right. Similar to Sammy Davis Jr. playing himself in the movie.
But nobody ever has.
Sure.
Well, I just can't remember who they are.
I think we're losing focus here, which is to say that my point was, to some degree, although I wish Sammy Davis Jr. scenes wouldn't have been cut, on the other hand, there's a part of me that thinks, when you're telling me that there is a arch-villain called Goldfinger out there, right? Like, don't spoil the... what word am I looking for? The imagination of the movie... by all of a sudden dropping
something realistic in
Sammy Davis Jr. straight in the middle
of
the movie.
And that could be why they ended up pulling it is the tongue-in-cheek joke that it's like, hey, get it? Everybody, this is really Sammy Davis Jr. Maybe they were like, all right, that's a bit too on the nose.
Right, that's fair.
Well, and I will say this with the Bond movies, especially the earlier ones, had that suspended reality, Tony, that you're talking about.
Thank you, suspended reality.
Yeah, I think... the more recent ones are grounded much more in the physical aspects of reality. There are some gadgets, but not, you know, like it was before.
Yeah.
This is too long of a discussion about Bond movies after the twit pick. So.
Well, we haven't done the twit pick yet. So.
Thanks for
paying attention.
I think what she meant to say was, knowing what kind of script we've got here written up for the twit pick, we should save our conversation on the Bond. See.
Yeah, thank you, Tony. You're saving me for myself.
Amazing.
Again.
Amazing mediator. Let's talk about this week's Twit Pick of the Week.
So Sorry, technical difficulties.
I was going to say, are we going to talk about
there
it?
There we go. Yes.
There it is.
What's special about this picture, shared by @Travis758, is what it's missing. Treasure Island, right down in front. Still a huge parking lot on the strip. The next glaring omission is the strip as we know it, south of Caesars today. Here we still see the dunes and their massive golf course taking up real estate all the way down to where New York, New York is today. It's 1990, so we see Excalibur sitting down there with Hacienda, Tropicana, and the Marina all alone because it doesn't yet have the company of MGM Grand as we know it today. The Marina won't transform into the MGM Grand for another 3 years away from being built. Speaking of Caesars, it looks quite diminutive next to the Mirage and Flamingo expansions across the street. It would be another 8 years before they add the Palace Tower to better keep up with the mega resorts, a project that would inspire the retheming of the property into an architectural style more Greco-Roman. Lastly, you'll see the Sands and the Holiday Casino across the street from the Mirage, showing just how small properties were competing against.
That, I love your explanation with this.
Thank you, because I thought it was going to be so juxt. Like, I literally just let my mind wander and go, this is happening, and this is happening, and this is happening. I thought it was going to get lost.
I would have looked at this and said, huh, that's a very different look of this trip, and not really thought about all of the things that you just pointed out.
Thank you.
The fact that there's a parking lot that...
Giant.
Yeah, that giant big, parking right? lot that big. And then the golf course is like there's everything that you mm-hmm. pointed out. I would not have noticed.
Well, thank you.
And I'm really glad you pointed it out because it's much more fun to look at the picture.
Yeah. Mark, do you think this picture was taken from a helicopter, or do you think this was would the Strat have been around yet by then for this to have?
The Strat was not around yet. This was taken from a helicopter.
Okay. Listeners, it's absolutely worth your time to find out. @Travis758's picture that Mark will also post on the blog, featured on all of our social media outlets such as Flickr, Pinterest, Facebook, and Twitter. So let's get into the news. The news is brought to you by StripWalking.com. For the ultimate customizable POV walking experience in Vegas, check out StripWalking.com. First up, let's talk about the Eagles Sphere Residency.
It was announced that the Eagles will be the next resident headliner at the Sphere. The plan is to play 10 weekends between September and December of this year. As a reminder, Phish is actually the next headliner, April 18th through the 21st, followed by the Dead & Company in May and June.
The Dead & Company?
Yeah, that's the Grateful Dead and John Mayer.
Oh.
And John Mayer?
Yeah, we reported on this on the show, and you had the same reaction.
Well, at least we're consistent.
Yes.
Right?
I don't jump around from 1 week to the next. This surprises me.
Okay.
Because I thought the Eagles didn't get along.
They don't get along, Karen, but money changes everything.
That's right. Everyone loves each other for enough.
That's right. They're like, we'll tolerate each other for the bank we're going to make out of this.
The four of them will go to one dressing room and Don Henley will go to his other.
Right.
Just leave it that way. I mean, I'm glad that they're continuing to get artists booked to do these kind of residencies and stuff. I haven't heard a name yet that, well, that's not fair, because I probably would never go see anybody there because it'll make me sick. But, yeah.
I'm still with you. I'm waiting for a band. I mean, not knocking any band that's been in there,
yeah.
But I'm waiting for a band that I want to go see in the Sphere because I really want to go see a live band in the Sphere.
And it's great because people that, you know, that do love these bands.
They're going to have a great time.
There's going to be a ton of folks super excited about the Eagles because, again, it's such a rare thing for them to all be together.
Right.
That there's going to be some diehards, and they can probably charge an arm and a leg. Because,
oh, I'm sure they're going to kill it.
Yeah.
All right, next up, the Western is for sale.
I'm not going to repeat it. The Western is up for sale, or I am going to repeat it. The 4-acre parcel was originally built in 1970. At the time, it had approximately four. At the time it closed, it had approximately 49 hotel rooms, going for approximately $37 a night. It was closed in 2012 and was purchased by Tony Hsieh for $14 million. Recently, the exterior has been cleaned up, ish, And the display on the marquee reads We Hot instead of Western Hotel. It's unclear if the property still retains its gaming license, but I doubt it.
Is this the property on Fremont Street, the south side of Fremont, that has like no windows? It looks like a big box?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's scary.
But you went in it once.
No, I did not go inside. I was scared of the Western.
Okay, I thought you did, but...
No.
Yeah, it just looks like a big old abandoned building right now.
It does. It looks like a chop shop is what it looks like.
Do you know why it looks like a big old abandoned building right now? Because
it is.
There you go. All right, then we've got a Tropicana update.
Okay, you're gonna have to figure out how to do these transitions faster because it's the lag time is just.
Is this too much for you?
Yep.
Is this the first time I've ever done it? Is this too much for you?
No, I'm giving you constructive feedback that you're gonna have to speed up.
Is it constructive? Thank you.
Wow, he switched from angry to okay. Thank you very quickly.
Ooh, he's an angry elf.
Tropicana says demolition to the property will happen this fall with groundbreaking on the new stadium starting April 2025. The impression is the resort is going to come online after the ballpark, which means Bally's has several years to get funding together instead of the compressed timeline previously alluded to. Regardless, Bally's Corp experienced a downgrade of their stock due to the billions they need to keep promises in Chicago and Vegas. We will be re-releasing our remastered version of the 360 Vintage Vegas episode for the Tropicana, available to all, including the free feed, on April 2nd.
Wow, that's generous of you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, apparently I'm saying all the right things today because my
I know,
Mark's
right?
Me thank you so many times.
Well, and the best part is, what you say to him is either very hot or very cold. There's either. Loves you, and you get that voice. Oh, or hey, this is my first time doing this.
That's a pretty good impression, Tony. So, go ahead.
No, I have nothing. I one sentence. I am heartbroken, and I have little faith.
Yeah. So heartbroken, definitely. My question is, who the fuck is paying for the stadium? Who's paying the demolition? Like, okay,
well, Bally's is paying for the demolition.
Okay. But if they're projecting to start construction in April of next year.
Well, the casino supposedly is going to start construction.
No, you said that the new stadium was.
The new stadium.
Right, starting April of 2025.
Right.
How are you going to pay for it?
They aren't going to pay for it. The stadium or the baseball owner is supposedly going to pay for it.
Yeah, how's he going to pay for it?
I don't know, Karen. We're talking about the same argument we've been having for a year.
I know,
we don't
but it's
know.
Fun to point out what a dumbass
no,
he
it's
is.
Not fun.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it's frustrating. It's the fucking Riv all over again. It is the Riv all
over
again.
Oh, my God.
That's
a great comparison. Very good comparison.
And then lastly. What's up with the Super Bowl impact?
Thanks to the Super Bowl and Chinese New Year, for some reason, Nevada casinos won $1.34 billion in February, 8.5% more than last February, setting a new record for the month. Its average daily room rate also came in as the fifth best month in history at $248.35 a night.
Wow.
November, during F1, still holds the all-time crown at $249.31.
So less than a dollar.
Less than a dollar.
Right.
Yeah, they got him. But yeah, the Super Bowl. I mean, well done, Super Bowl.
And you know, I think the Super Bowl only had a much more positive impact overall on the entire strip versus F1 having the impact on the luxury properties.
Right, right.
So it's going to be very interesting to see. And I'm sorry, we've said this before, how F1's going to adjust this year and mm-hmm. try to not block out all the Caesars properties.
No, your point's well taken, Karen. I've been listening to, I've been kind of behind on the Jonathan Jostle, the Plazas podcast that mm-hmm. they do. I think it's on the corner of Main Street's the name of it. And
right.
I've been kind of sort of picking and choosing what podcasts
episodes
I wanted to go back
listen
and listen
to. Yeah.
And he has just railed against F1 and how just devastating it was to the downtown market. And really, yeah, it sounds like to anybody that wasn't on that very express strip of the F1 race course, which, as you point out, are all the high end places. So, right. I, you know, as Marcus said, they'll adjust, they'll figure it out. It's Vegas. I love all these things that are coming to Vegas. I don't know how I feel about it pricing out the common man, right? The common consumer.
Well, but what you've got to remember is that these are during dead times. November and February are dead times in Vegas. So the fact that we're creating this kind of traffic is like, listen, we've been trying for years to get traffic here. The fact that we're able to get it because of these events says a lot.
But that, fair enough, but that only reinforces the problem. I used to be able to come into town and have a very affordable vacation during the quote unquote downtimes. And now that you're filling in and removing downtimes, everything is always a high time, let's say, no marijuana pun intended, that there's no, and I shouldn't say no good time to come to Vegas where it's inexpensive, but it's becoming harder and harder because you have to imagine that to some degree, there's got to be ripple effects. Sure, F1 and Super Bowl, no doubt, had extremely high room rates, which has probably artificially blown up the quote-unquote $248 per night room history. But that's going to have ripple effects, right? And so it's just, that's... I don't know. It's interesting. Everybody says that Vegas is still a bargain place to go. And I guess that all is, to me, that is a relative term. You're going to have to tell me compared to what.
Well, and it depends on when, because I will tell you the hotel occupancy rates in January and February outside of Super Bowl weekend are horrible. I mean,
because it's still a bad time.
It's still a bad time to come out here. So you could still find a value. Now, January, February aren't the best weather weeks out
That's
here.
What I mean. We're literally talking about weeks. Like within a period of time, we're talking 1 week that it's a pain in the ass for F1 and 1 week for Super Bowl that it's a pain in the ass. Like, these are dead times.
You just have to go to Tony's point. You have to do a little bit more research. You can't just say, hey, I have this week off and I want to go.
Right.
Which, like, spring break, perfect example, because we're in the middle of it right now. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The room rates are going to go up because everybody wants to come out for spring break.
Right.
So if you wanted to come out this week and you looked at the rates, you're going to be like, well, fuck. If you would have come out 2 weeks ago, you wouldn't have had a problem.
Well, but
that might not fit
not
in your
schedule.
It's
not fair to compare this current month because March is a huge month for Vegas.
I'm just using that as an example.
Okay.
My point was that if you have a specific time that you know you can take vacation, and if it's like most people, when there's a holiday or something else, Vegas is likely not going to be the bargain. But if you're flexible and you can do a little bit more research and digging around to figure out, all right, I'm flexible in my time, so this is when I want to go, I think you still can find value. It just takes a little bit more work.
Okay. Thank you, Karen. That was, I think, the point I was trying to make. It's become just a little bit more difficult to find those times where it can be the true value that we, you know, the folks that are listening to this podcast, you know what I'm talking about. So I'll move on. All right, let's move into Prop Bets. For those of you unfamiliar, Prop Bets is an extension of the news, but with just bits and pieces of noteworthy items. Prop Bets is brought to you by Vegas Near Me. If it's fun to do or see, it's on Vegas Near Me. Available free on Android and iPhone. Use the search term 360VV14. And get a listing of the properties that we will be featuring at our 360 Vegas vacation. First up, Rio is in talks with county commissioners to build a pedestrian walkway from Rio to Caesars.
Why are you laughing?
Because there's already a sidewalk.
Oh, but it's a terrible sidewalk.
It is.
And that is a haul. That is a haul to walk from Rio to Caesars.
Well,
Holy shit.
Quite honestly, you'd have to have it. It's got to be shaded somehow.
Yeah.
For the summertime.
Yeah.
Imagine walking that in August. Holy shit.
Yeah. I mean, good luck with them and try. I get why they want to do it.
I love the idea. I hope it pans out, but it seems like an uphill battle.
But I feel like this is also like, the Plaza announcing its intention to build pedestrian connection to, crap, what do they call it?
I don't know. I was hoping you remembered.
Yeah.
Symphony Park.
Plaza downtown to the...
To the Symphony Park. So Symphony Park is on the other side of the 15, and over rail, railroad tracks and everything else. And so they're trying to... And there's shopping. There's some mixed-use stuff. There's restaurants. The Children's Museum is over there. So there is some stuff. And they're trying to figure out how to... You know, they announced they were going to build a walkway. Well, nothing's happened with that yet. So...
Mark, do you know offhand, is Rio maintaining some sort of relationship with Caesars? Because it seems odd to me that Rio would try to build a walk, a pedestrian walkway specifically to Caesars when, say, TI is right there. Like, they could do something.
Well, no. The nearest property is Caesars, and that's why they're trying to do
it's
it.
Right,
like,
on
they're
the
trying
other side
to make the smallest connection they can make, and Caesars is it.
Yeah, I mean, it's right on the other side, because they're both on Flamingo.
Right.
It's just on the other side of the 15.
Flamingo. I got it. Got it.
You got messed up with your geography there for a second, Tony.
Guys, apparently...
I know, I was like, T.I.
Unacceptable. Unacceptable.
Sorry, I missed my gallery.
Karen, you need to get on your prop bets a little bit more often. This is just some constructive criticism.
This week, Trevi, the popular Italian restaurant and the Caesars Forum shops closed suddenly without warning. No reason why was given, but Vital Vegas reports that the space is going to become a two-story luxury retail.
Did you ever check out Trivi?
Nope.
No? I mean, I always thought it was a beautiful space. I didn't even know it was a restaurant.
I'm surprised if it's going to become luxury retail, because didn't H&M just close, and that's like a two-story?
Isn't it three-story?
No, two-story.
It's only two?
I think it's only two, because the shops are only
okay
up to two. But, I mean, that's a two-story space that's massive that they've got to figure out how to fill. So now
right,
they're closing a restaurant to do it again?
I similarly was confused by this move, especially so radically done.
Well, and it couldn't be, like, that their lease was up, because normally they know about that ahead of time.
Right, yeah. People are alerted to that. Like, this was sudden. Mm. Bizarre. May 19th, the Neon Museum is hosting an event celebrating the relighting of the classic Flamingo signage recently restored. Tickets are available, but you can't afford to buy them. Because trust me, I was interested, but I'm like, I have to make how much of a donation?
How much was
it? I mean,
it?
I guess I don't need both my kidneys.
Like $2,000?
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Oh, wow. Speaking of cost, we were talking about the Monday's Dark last week. And yes. I said I wasn't sure how much the tickets cost.
Oh, it's like, what is it, 20 to 50 bucks?
$20 to $50.
Yeah.
So depending on, you know,
what
the
you
priority of your seating. So
it's based on seating.
Yeah. No, it's not how much you want to pay. It's like you pay for, like, the tables are going to be more expensive than.
Okay.
And the further back you go, the less expensive. Gotcha. We do have tickets to go again in June with some friends of ours. And I think we paid $37.50. A piece.
It's good.
So it's not outrageous. It's very reasonable.
You
and
just have to know
charities.
Where it is and make the effort. But once you make the effort, like, you're going to enjoy yourself.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun. This blew my mind when I was reading the script earlier today. This week, the High Roller celebrated its 10th anniversary on the Strip. It is still the tallest operational observation wheel in the world.
You're right, Tony. This is amazing, because I remember
years.
Talking about it getting ready to open
right.
on the show.
Yeah.
Which I think speaks to, what are we going to be, 13 years this summer?
Something like that, yeah.
Oh,
there's a lot of numbers that we're coming up on. I'm like, wow, holy shit. Like 500 like blew my mind when we got to that concept. Like, I was like, because I'm not typically somebody that celebrates 400, 500, 600, or whatever.
We don't celebrate birthdays. He wants nothing to do with any milestone dates counting.
I'm so focused on what it is that we're currently doing or what we're working on that it almost stumps me to go, oh, shit, we need to celebrate what we're currently doing because it's important. And that's why we made the effort to reach out to people like going, okay, I admit 500 is something that we need to acknowledge, you know, so what do we do for it?
Vital Vegas reports that Dick's Last Resort at Neonopolis has closed. It's been replaced by a Hammered Harry's. Basically, the same concept.
I to be honest with you, I only vaguely remember that Dick's actually had a place in Minneapolis.
I didn't know they did.
I just remember that we reported on the show. That was it. A recent poll showed that 75...
Skipped. Back it up.
Oh, thank you. AI is being used to improve safety at the downtown Las Vegas crosswalks. The device is said to have the ability to adjust the lights according to traffic patterns.
This sounds like a disaster waiting to happen.
It also sounds like bullshit, because it seems like this has been like what we've been told like traffic lights were able to do for fucking decades now.
A recent poll showed 75% of voters support legalizing a state lottery.
I just think a lottery is so dumb.
But it's so the big, everyone knows, the biggest opposition to the state lottery are the casinos.
Of course.
But I don't gamble. I would, you know, buy a lottery ticket when the Powerball or whatever gets over $100 million just because I'm going to spend $20. That's not $20 that I would have spent in a casino.
Right.
So it's bullshit, and it's annoying as hell, because if you've seen like pictures of the line when the lottos do get up high at the borders, oh my god, it's insane. Vital Vegas is reporting that a tiki bar named Glitter Gulch is going into the space formerly home to Nacho Daddy. As a reminder, Nacho Daddy relocated just north of their previous location, literally next door. No word when Glitter Gulch will open, but April looks like a good bet.
I'm excited about this.
Isn't this a throwback to one of the properties that used to be where the Circa now is? Wasn't there a Glitter Gulch?
Yeah. Wasn't it a strip club?
Yeah, the strip club was called Glitter Gulch.
So it's interesting that they're reusing the name, but for a tiki bar.
I know, good for them. Apparently either... the name wasn't copyrighted, or Derek Stevens was like, yeah, fuck it. Just go ahead.
Go ahead. I don't need that.
We don't care. Which I think is super cool. Nightmare Cafe, the horror-themed bar in the Arts District, has closed. The Nightmare Toys store next door is still open.
I have never heard of this.
We talked about it on the show.
Tony, do you remember this?
Not even a little.
I'm sure it was a prop bet at the time, too. So.
Yeah.
I kind of want to see what the Nightmare Toys is, though.
Yeah.
See what they're selling. And finally, at Melts Vegas reports that guests of Wynn Poker Room will receive complimentary parking for more than 4 hours of poker play or a tournament entry.
You'd see who they're going after.
Right.
Well, you know, that is intriguing to me, because I would make an argument that one of the reasons that they've been casinos in general have been closing down poker rooms is because there's just not as much money to be made off from poker players, since the rake is so much smaller,
right,
versus having a bunch of slot machines sitting in the same square footage area.
Right.
So that's interesting to me that Wynn sees value in comping a parking if you play more than 4 hours, when arguably, I mean, and is that the only way you get the free? Let me put it this way. If I were to go and play slot machines for 4 hours, would I also get complimentary parking?
No, you only get three.
That 3 hours.
If you're a local, you get 3 hours at a Wynn property for free parking.
That's intriguing to me. That's just, as a tourist coming in, parking my car, dumping my money, or hell, not even as a tourist, just as a local, dumping my money in a slot machine, I sure feel like you're going to get a lot more of my money as a slot player, or even as a table games player, than what you're going to get from the rake. But no doubt some bean counters have, you know,
worked that out, yeah.
All right, that's going to do it for news and prop bets. Let's move on to coming attractions. Coming Attractions, brought to you by Vegas.com, is a portion of the show where we share with you acts and artists outside of the usual residencies that will be performing in Vegas in the future. First up, Hootie and the Blowfish are performing at Fountain Blue Friday and Saturday, August 23rd and 24th. Show starts at 8 p.m. and tickets start at $69.
I don't know what Fountain Blue is doing. I don't get it.
If you think about it, this is another band that hasn't been together because Darius Rucker went off and did his old country music thing.
Right.
So, I mean, you're kind of, and they had a huge following back in
the
90s.
They did, and they may be onto something. Maybe that generation is like, oh my God, I really want to see fucking Hootie and the Blowfish.
Well, and the fact that they booked them two nights, so it's not like they're just coming there for a concert.
I look at what Resorts World did, and it makes sense that they...
Oh, the headliners, Resorts
right,
World got
it exactly.
By far.
And I look at what Fountain Blue's doing, and I'm like, I don't get it. I don't understand what you think you're doing or what you think you're drawing. I know you desperately want to be compared with Cosmopolitan. I just don't think you're pulling it off.
Yeah, no. I don't think
so. If my wife's just general observations are any indication... she is floored at the amount of Fountain Blue commercials that are playing here in the mid-Michigan area during the workday. Yeah, she said the number of Fountain Blue commercials that she sees over and over and over every single day is intriguing. My guess, and this is pure speculation, my guess is that they are struggling hard to try to get people to come out. That's the only way I can think you would be in our market here in the mid-Michigan area.
We'll take anybody.
I know, right? Even mid-Michiganders.
Right. You guys want to come? Come on.
Rating the Emo Vault, featuring songs from artists My Chemical Romance, Paramore, Green Day, Blink-182, Fall Out Boy, and more, are performing at the Hard Rock Cafe on the Strip Friday, April 12th. Shows start at 8 p.m. and tickets start at $39.
It's from the same people that brought you Raiding the Rock Vault and Raiding the whatever Metal Vault or whatever.
So it's the same band?
No. It's just the same concept. It's the same producers who are like, oh, let's do a whole thing that's all based on emo bands.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. It kind of sounds interesting.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting until they got to Green Day and Blink-182, and I'm like,
I'm
not interested. But I mean, to the point...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, to your point, though, it's a Raiding the Vault kind of concept, so like they're only going to touch like a song or two of theirs.
Well, they're going to do all the greatest hits.
Right. I agree.
I don't have any clue what songs My Chemical Romance and Paramore sing, but I'm like, oh, Green Day, Blink-182, Fall Out Boy. I know those songs.
Which is funny because I'm a huge fan of My Chemical Romance, which is why we got tickets to their stadium tour and they finally reunited. And then Paramore, we loved the early stuff. We hated the middle stuff. We like the new stuff now. So, Green Day, I would have been like, okay, we'll do that. Blink-182, they're just goofy. And Fall Out Boy actually has a lot of songs that I like, surprisingly.
Yeah.
But nobody cares about my taste in music, so let's just move on to the next project.
Gin Blossoms are performing at Westgate Saturday, July 6th. Show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets start at $45.
Don Felder is performing at the Westgate Saturday, July 27th. Show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets start at $30.
Who?
Don Felder, the guy, the lead singer of the Eagles.
No, that's Don Henley.
Oh. Well, then I don't know who this person is.
Oh my God, hold on. Let's click on the link. I gotta see this.
American musician who... wait a minute, Karen.
What?
Wait a minute, Karen.
Who is he?
According to Wikipedia, he is an American musician who is the lead guitarist of the rock band Eagles.
Wow, suck it, Karen.
From 1974 to 2001.
That's right.
Well, I thought you said he was the singer.
He is. He's still the lead singer.
No,
Don Felder.
Don Henley is the singer.
All right, I don't
care. He's a guitarist.
Funny.
Tony just said it.
Whatever.
My God.
You were both right, and you were both wrong.
Megan Thee Stallion is performing at the MGM Grand Garden Arena Saturday, June 22nd. Shows start at 7 p.m., and tickets start at $75.
AEW is performing at the MGM Grand Garden Arena Saturday and Sunday, May 25th through the 26th. Show starts at 4:30 p.m. Tickets start at an undisclosed amount.
Yeah, I don't know who that is either.
AEW?
No.
That's that All Elite Wrestling. It's the competitor.
Oh, I thought it's wrestling. Okay, yeah. Well, never mind.
Queens of R&B featuring Escape, SWV, Maya, Total, and 702 are performing at the Back Theater at Planet Hollywood Saturday, June 29th. Shows start at We Don't Know Yet.
Yeah, apparently I didn't finish working on this note. I thought it was a bit bold for them to refer to themselves as the Queens of R&B, but It's a decent lineup.
Don't forget that you can find links to purchase tickets to these and all the artists that we report on the coming attractions calendar on the blog. Let's check the river. Like the five communal cards you get in a game of Texas Hold'em, the river can have anything turn up. So is our river segment. And this week, we have a wonderful, and I mean wonderful, PayPal donation from, well, I'm going to say he wants to go by Johnny Canuck, because that's how he ends his...
Yeah, I would say so.
How he ends his write-up. Oh, so we'll just say that Johnny Canuck sent
all right, fair enough.
A nice little donation and a nice little write-up. Karen, what do you have to say?
So, Johnny writes, late to the podcast game and certainly late to 360 Vegas. Never listened to any podcast until deep into COVID, when I was simply tired of daily case counts on the radio while doing my commute into the office each day. Wow, you got to go into the office during COVID?
Yeah.
I know, right? What kind of important job does this guy have?
Discovered a bunch, ranging from history, politics, comedy, commentary, education, and some PD.
See, that's what I love about podcasts. Like, there's so many topics out there for you to be able to check out. Like, I'm glad he found some.
What's PD?
I don't know. Police department.
I'm guessing personal development.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Good guess.
Yeah.
Came across 360 late last summer, where it has now earned a spot in my regular rotation. Aw, thanks. Enjoy the, quote, unprofessional nature of the banter. Without mentioning the name of another podcast, this seems genuine and not like a morning Java radio / TV show with all the fake forced laughter, etc. You know what I mean.
I do know what you mean.
I have no idea what he means. The funny thing was, I was like, who the heck is he talking about?
Oh, we're not going to trash any other show.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
But there's another show out there that very much sounds like a morning zoo radio show that you're like, what? Maybe not Morning Zoo. Morning Zoo might be a little too much for them, but it's very much a television.
Hi, welcome to this week's episode here.
Okay, let's skip, because again, we don't want to trash anybody. And
well, and it's awesome though, because being on camera, I got to see Mark's face, so now I know what TV Mark will look like.
Living up here in the Great White North, we generally get to paradise once a year. Sometimes less, sometimes more. Our last trip was a couple's trip over late November and early December. As a couple's trip, no real shenanigans to report. Stayed at a larger than normal number of hotels due to offers. Mm. Next trip, we will be focusing on one or two.
Okay.
I feel sorry for your wife, because there's nothing worse than changing hotel rooms.
Oh, I love
during
it.
Vacation.
Oh, I love switching hotels.
Me too.
Literally zero. Me too. No issue.
Yeah. No, because it's a man versus a woman thing. And you think about all the shit that we
it
have
is,
to
share. It is, because my wife hates it as well.
Yeah. And if your marriage is like my marriage, Mark doesn't do the packing. So he's like, yeah, no, it'll all be taken care of. Karen will just do it for me. It's fine.
Nice.
Anyway.
That's how to do it.
This trip had a night at Paris, a couple at Nomad, a night at Resorts Conrad, and two at Caesars.
Nice.
Palace, which I'm guessing that means he got into the Palace Tower. Mm. Sandwiched in there was a quick run down to Arizona for a couple of nights to visit friends. Coming from Easter time in our 50s and being a guy
Eastern.
Who gets...
Eastern.
You said Easter.
Oh, did I?
In fairness, we are recording 2 days before the bunny has risen, so it's
I'm going to blame that on the alcohol then, because I saw Eastern, and I just didn't say it. So coming from Eastern time in our 50s and being a guy who gets up at 5 to start his day... Late night activities are starting to fall off the agenda.
Oh, see, we need to hang out, because we're now talking about my time frames.
We're the same way. On the bright side, able to get 5 p.m. dinner reservations easily and happy hour specials for dinner at 4.
Nice.
I have said it so many times, and I will repeat myself. I love being on the Eastern time, and by and large, for the most part, I keep my Eastern time body setting. Even when I'm in Vegas, I have no problem going to bed around like 10 p.m., 11 p.m. local time. But because then I'm up at the crack of dawn, I can watch the sun come up over the mountains, and you can get dinner reservations at 5 o'clock, which is still 8 p.m. my time.
Right.
So I'm starved, and I've got nobody to contend with when I'm sitting at the bar. Johnny, I get you, man. Yep. I get you.
It's funny. Dinner reservations seem to be super easy to get between like 5 and 6.
Right.
And then after 9 o'clock.
Right.
Yeah, it's usually how you get it. But we ain't doing the 9 o'clock one because no. I'll be passed out from, you know,
right.
starving. Dinners this trip included the Waldorf up top.
Ooh.
Bavette's. Alley 66. I thought that was just a bar.
I don't know.
Isn't that at Resorts World?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with it.
Oh, no. I'm going to have to look that up.
I was going to say, you're the foodie.
Well, yeah, but no,
that's right.
I thought...
Counting on you.
I thought Alley 66. Tony, while I'm reading, I'll give you an
yes,
assignment.
Please, I'm on it.
Please Google that. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm on it.
Something else I can't remember and some food court type stuff. Esters and bootleggers were on the spreadsheet, but... When the time came, other activities or exhaustion replaced them.
It's called a good Vegas vacation.
I would please put Esther's on the list. They just moved into their new location.
Oh, right, yeah.
Which is massive. It's so huge. I haven't been to the new location yet. I really want to. We just haven't figured out the time to go do it yet. But so excited for them, and it's a fantastic restaurant. Find it yet, Tony?
I just found their website. Give me a second here. So I'm going to say that it looks like, unless they had made, oh, they've got, they, so they do have a small plates page on their 9-page menu. But no, I think he was just kind of throwing it in as places that they had
some dinner,
food and drink.
So that's why yep. I was, because he said dinner's this yep. trip. But it that is the bar at Resorts World, right?
It is. You are okay. correct. Yes, absolutely. They their website, literally they're called Alley Lounge on 66. Is the full name of the
perfect
of the lounge.
Thank you, Tony. I appreciate you helping me out with that.
That's what I'm here for.
Only one show, but it was a big one. U2 Sphere.
Ooh.
There are enough reviews, so I will just leave this. The wife before the show. You paid how much? What songs does Bono sing? Wife after the show. That was the best concert I have ever seen.
That is awesome, man.
That
That's
is cool.
so great
that
to
is
hear.
Cool.
My little 360 Vegas tidbit. For some reason, at the end of any podcast I'm listening to in the car, on the way to or from work, when it ends, 360 Vegas starts up. All right. I don't know how you did that, Mark, but it's ingenious.
That is, yeah, that is.
That's my note. That's not his. I'm just saying. But it starts up with the next earlier show. So I am going backwards in the history of 360 Vegas. I've heard into this too, and I feel like somebody else has told us this.
Yeah.
Like instead of, because most podcasts, when you listen to them, it'll jump to the next later show.
Right.
For some reason, ours always goes backwards.
Hmm.
So I am going
I'm
backwards.
Curious as to what player. Please let me know.
Yeah, I think it's a setting. I'm sure it's just a setting he's got to play with.
So I'm going backwards in the history of 360 Vegas. I get about 10 minutes, give or take, before I get to my destination. I had November 2020 this morning. At first, I was annoyed and would switch back to the radio, but then I found it kind of interesting, like looking back at a mini time capsule, and given all that has happened since early 2020, I think I will keep listening until January of 2020.
See, you know what? I totally agree with him. Like any Vegas podcast, like it's fun to listen to in the past because it is like a time capsule.
No idea why the 360 is the only podcast that does this or why in reversing time, but what the hey. Enjoy the show. Perhaps we will bump into you one day playing poker at, quote, Name Your Center Bar.
Yes.
Sidebar. Trying to herd the cats and planning a boys' trip, a boys' golf trip for the fall. I know you all enjoyed Flight Club. How would it be for 12 to 16 middle-aged men for a night, including dinner, so no dinner? Thanks.
Or no dinner.
Or no dinner. No, they have food enough there for dinner, I would say.
Well, no, I don't think for dinner. I think what they have are more, it's much more snacks. It's
right,
tacos,
yeah.
It's sliders, it's flat, you know, like little small flatbreads. So I don't know about dinner there, but what I would tell you is, yes, you all 12 to 16 people, that's an awesome
absolutely,
size.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I would encourage you to call and reach out, because if you can get a reservation and do like we have done for Vegas vacations, right? We say X number of people, X amount per person.
I mean, that's right around the number
drink.
That we give them. I mean, it's a little bit higher, but it's in the vicinity.
And it's all you can drink. And I will tell you, we got our money's worth.
Oh, yes, we did.
Right.
For the, we were there 3 hours, I think. And they tell you it's their well alcohol. But
their well's really good.
We were getting,
high-end well.
I know Buffalo Trace. I kept hearing that one mm-hmm. thrown around. Mm-hmm. I forget what the rest of them were, but it's totally worth it. I would say definitely do this because it's going to be, especially if it's a guy's trip, you're going to ribbon each other, playing the games, competitiveness.
For
sure. It's going to, and they'll, with that many people, they'll probably put you on two. I call them alleys. I know that's not what their names actually are because I can't.
I think they're
pronounce.
Ochos or something.
I don't know. But I would definitely say give them a call and try to get a reservation and get it scheduled and do a package like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it's you will get your money's worth.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't do it for dinner. I would do it middle of the afternoon and then go to dinner after, or if you're golfing and then dinner and then darts, you
maybe
do that
too. I just
too.
Don't eat enough because I'm like I'm thinking about the food that they have there and I'm like, oh, that's totally a meal.
For people that eat smaller portions, yes.
Yeah.
But most people, when they come to Vegas, they want to do a meal.
Yeah.
So.
Johnny, I got their menu pulled up, and it really is the epitome of snack food. It's under the shareables, they have things like guacamole, hummus, tacos, truffle fries, blistered shishitos, shrimp cocktail, meatball sliders, and then they've got flatbreads like burrata, four cheese bacon flatbread, buffalo
that
chicken
four
flatbread.
Cheese bacon flatbread is really good.
Yeah,
and I don't, again, I'm not a pizza flatbread fan, but that one was yummy.
I would call it great drunk food, Johnny. It's going to be awesome drunk food. So you guys go to dinner, and then if you wanted to go and do darts after dinner, have some drinks, and then inevitably, you know, a couple hours later, when you start to get that kind of sort of munchy, hungry, drunk,
or on the other, or on the other side, you go early and then use
for
it
like a late lunch.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like you tie yourself over, like it's the appetizers before you go to dinner.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
There you go. That's I. But Karen, what an outstanding idea! I never would have thought to recommend their VIP packages that they've got. Johnny, you're an idiot not to set this up because it winds up being so inexpensive in the long run for how long you'll be there and how many drinks you'll
how many people
good
you've
quality
got
quality alcohol you'll be able to take down during the time
definitely
so that was all right. And then next up we got a PayPal donation from our friends Mike and Lene.
We do a karma donation for our trip tomorrow for the 5x multiplier. That's Caesar's, by the way. Every karma donation we have done is paid off. We always have a great time. Thank you. This podcast has introduced us to so many new people and new friends. I did not read that right. This podcast has introduced so many people to new friends. Hope to connect Mike and Lene.
And we have.
Which you already did.
I already have. I've spent some time with them today before the show started.
And I think we're going to see them tomorrow and Sunday, right?
We got plans for dinner with them tomorrow.
Oh, is that tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. As often as we can hang out with them is obviously...
Yeah. They're good people.
Cool.
Yes.
They are good people. They're really good people. I like them a lot. All right. Well, listen, gang, I think that should probably do it for episode number 481. Thank you all for listening and downloading. We really do appreciate it. If you'd like to check out any of the stories on today's show, you can do so on the blog, which is 360vegaspodcast.com. Get premium and exclusive content when you subscribe to the show at patreon.com/360vegas and get 360 Vegas shirts, mugs, and anything else that we can slap a logo on at zazzle.com/360vegas. If you'd like to send some feedback, much like Johnny and Michael and Lene did, please email Mark. His email address is 360vegaspodcast@gmail.com.
Tony, folks, where can folks find you? Folks can find
folks
you
can
where?
Find I am everywhere, man. I am everywhere. I'm at 360 Vegas, Tony.
Karen.
I am at 360 Vegas, Karen.
He just told you where you can find me, so until next time.